At the Wyffels Hybrids Corn Strategies, I'm visiting with Brad Clote. And first of all, Brad, tell me where you're from and a little bit about your farm.
Okay, we're in southeastern Iowa, between Bloomfield and Keosauqua, approximately 15 miles from the Missouri line. And we run about 1,500 acres of corn and soybeans, and run about a 250-head cow-calf herd.
So kind of diversified there. What everybody wants to know what conditions are like. You know, we've had some interesting weather conditions, diverse, really. Now we're in this heat wave. How are things at your place?
Well, we had a lot of moisture early on this season through June. So we've got quite a bit of subsoil moisture, but it is starting to dissipate. It's starting to disappear. Our corn looks really, really good. I'm very, very pleased with the corn. Our soybeans, we got in very late, and they're going to – we had 0.6 of an inch of rain last week, so that kind of helped them along. But the beans are going to be suffering here real quick. But for the most part, the corn I'm very, very pleased with. It's spotty. We've had drowned out spots, but it's hit the nitrogen, so we're happy so far.
Those little spots always just ruin a pretty field, don't they?
Oh, boy, yeah. And it does take a bite out of your yield, but – what I was surprised with, and it goes back to the genetics of the corn, we had the stand, we had the population, but with so much moisture, it was just all over the place with height. And but with this heat, everything's really evened up. A lot of the cornfields are looking a lot better.
So tell me what you take away from Corn Strategies meeting here.
Well, I tell you, there's a little bit of everything, because they don't just hammer on, boy, you need to buy our seed corn, that's the great stuff, and it is a good product, but the marketing aspect of it, they open your eyes up to a lot of different things. We are in a worldwide market, even though we're down by the Missouri line, out, you know, at the edge of Iowa. We've got to deal with this anymore. It's a kind of the changing face of agriculture. So when you come to something like this, it brings it home to you and makes you realize you really need to pay attention and focus in on something a little different than we normally have been.
I think John Phipps has that as a theme here, to, as he puts it, the end of the outside world or something like that. You know, we're all part of the whole world as a whole today.
That's absolutely correct. And I'm 50 years old, and I'm still, hopefully I'm not too stuck in my ways, but we've got to keep our eyes open, keep them wide open, and keep changing with things, because in this modern world, it changes so fast, and you don't want to be left behind.
So looking just ahead briefly to finish up here, what's your outlook for this year at least? I mean, it's kind of hard to look much beyond a season at a time, I know.
Well, I'm an eternal optimist. I think that's a farmer. It's kind of bred in you. But corn-wise, I think if we get some rains when we need it, they are talking some rains, chance of rain starting tonight, going through the weekend, we're going to have a good corn crop. The beans, some of the beans in our area, there's going to have some good bean yields there. Ours, I don't know, like I said, they're very late. So we need some needed rain there. But cattle prices are good, and we do run a lot of cattle. We feed a lot of our own grains back to the cattle. So I think, for the most part, I'm pretty optimistic about the direction we're going. Just bring on some rain.
That's what we're all going to be keeping our fingers crossed for right now, especially to maybe end some of this heat wave we've got going here. Thank you very much, Brad Clote from Iowa, here at the Wyffels Corn Strategies. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.